Manuel Cabrera Cirillo, Manuel M-A-N-U-E-L, Cabrera C-A-B-R-E-R-A, Cirillo C-I-R-I-L-O. Date of birth is 3/9/1942. This is for date of service 11/28/2022. Mr. Cabrera Cirillo is an 80-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of a mass that was found behind the patient's thyroid gland that was suggestive of a parathyroid adenoma. The patient has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post 2 stent placements, prostate cancer in 2010, status post prostatectomy, peptic ulcer, benign tumor, status post segmental colectomy, and a history of kidney stones. The patient states that he was recently placed on Sensipar 30 milligrams daily. However, he has not gotten this medication from the pharmacy yet. He states that he has had a longstanding history of kidney stones. He denies any bone pain. He reports some issues with his memory. He denies any abdominal pain. The patient had a CT soft tissue of his neck, and this noted a 1.2 by 1.2 by 0.7 centimeter nodule hypodense, which appeared to be separate from the right thyroid parenchyma and suggestive of a parathyroid adenoma. His labs were reviewed and his latest calcium was 10.4 milligrams per deciliter in the setting of an elevated PTH of 97. His previous labs also showed elevated calcium levels with a PTH level of 86. Back in August, ionized calcium level, which was elevated at 1.47. The patient reports symptoms of dry skin and 6-pound weight loss and some generalized fatigue. Plan number one, for his hypercalcemia, his labs are suggestive of primary hyperparathyroidism. I reviewed his labs back from August 15th, 2022, which showed an elevated PTH level of 86 in the setting of an ionized calcium level of 1.47 and a vitamin D level of 49. Confirmatory testing was done again on September 26, 2022, indicating a serum calcium level of 10.4 milligrams per deciliter in the setting of an elevated PTH of 97 and a vitamin D level of 57. The patient's hypercalcemia is complicated by a longstanding history of kidney stones. He was placed on Sensipar 30 milligrams previously during his previous visit, and at this point, the patient states that he was unable to get the medication, period. I advise the patient to go ahead and hold off on getting the Sensipar therapy, as I would like to refer him to Dr. Norman and his team in Tampa for primary hyperparathyroidism and parathyroid adenoma removal. Next number, at this point, there appears to be no pathology in the thyroid gland. I will check a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. After the patient's parathyroid is evaluated by a nuclear cestimibi scan, which will be ordered by Dr. Norman and his team, then I will examine the thyroid more closely. We will need to watch his calcium level postoperatively. Next number for his chronic kidney disease, he is in stage 3A, and he is being followed closely by Ketsia Aurelin, A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N, A-P-R-N. Next number for his hypertension, he is on amlodipine, 5 milligrams once daily. Next number for his hyperlipidemia, he is on atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily. Next number for his coronary artery disease, he is on chronic anticoagulation therapy. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.